Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Workers at Detroit's Big Three automakers on strike as of midnight after contract talks broke down. Some 13,000 workers at a GM plant near St. Louis, Missouri, a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, and at a Ford plant just outside Detroit walking the picket line this morning. This man works for Ford.
We can't even afford the cars we build, so it's just time for us to get back what's ours, that's all.
Christy is a Stellantis worker.
We just want our fair share, plain and simple.
That includes raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires and a four-day work week. The Big Three say they're financially strapped as they look to build more electric cars. The White House says President Biden will weigh in sometime today. A casino hotel cyber attack continues in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City. MGM Grand, the Bellagio, and Caesars properties all impacted. This is ABC News. Israel is stepping up security, closing border crossings at Gaza and along the West Bank ahead of this weekend's Jewish holiday.
Israel boosting security across the country during the Jewish New Year, which begins at nightfall. Here in Jerusalem, additional police officers and undercover agents stationed not just in the Old City, but also outside some of the city's largest and most well-known synagogues. That step unusual. Security officials say intelligence on possible Palestinian militant attacks has doubled this year. It's no surprise given the sustained level of violence we've seen over the last 8 months. Over 200 Palestinians and over 30 Israelis killed. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The organization representing Hollywood producers announced it will resume talks with writers next week. Writers Guild members have been on strike since May. They are demanding pay increases and rules on the use of artificial intelligence. There are no talks planned yet to settle the actor's strike. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the filing of a lawsuit seeking an order declaring that the state Senate has no power to reject Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Attorney General Call referred to the Senate vote to fire Wolf as a stunt and a baseless attack on democracy, saying the state Senate blatantly disregarded state law by holding the vote. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed legislation yesterday to overhaul the system for drawing legislative boundaries in the state. Republicans have embraced the nonpartisan redistricting process, similar to the process used in the state of Iowa. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is pushing the legislation amid the threat of impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz for comments she made regarding the state's electoral map while she campaigned. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Eight Miles High. Pretty psychedelic music for you as we get ready for a weekend. Friday morning, 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. 58 degrees in La Crosse, also 58 degrees up in Hayward. And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. If you got an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And I want to ask you if you've seen any of the recent interviews featuring the former president of the United States. He's been making the rounds, most recently with an interview with Megyn Kelly that was released yesterday. And it seems like wherever he goes, whenever he's talking to someone doing these interviews, he is making one admission after another that could be used in court against him. I don't know what the strategy is, if there is a strategy, but a lot of people saying that he is confessing with each of these interviews. Good confession. Legal experts react to Trump admissions in Megyn Kelly interview. That's the headline from the Raw story piece posted by David McAfee, posted late yesterday. It says here that Donald Trump made some startling admissions in an interview with Megyn Kelly that was released on Thursday, according to legal experts. Trump is seen in the interview ranting about special counsel Jack Smith and his classified documents prosecution, repeating claims that he's allowed to have these documents, whether they are classified or not classified. He also repeated his assertion that he didn't need a ritual to declassify documents, though there is reportedly audio of him admitting the opposite in Smith's possession. While this isn't the first time Trump has said he's allowed to have all the classified documents, it is likely to be added to the list of things used against him in court, experts say. Quote, so nice when Trump does prosecutors work for them, said former prosecutor Joyce Vance on Thursday. Good confession, end quote. Bradley Moss, an attorney who specializes in litigating national security matters, also quoted the part of Trump's interview in which he said, quote, I'm allowed to take these documents, classified or unclassified, end quote. Credit to Kelly for letting him confess to the crimes in the indictment. She'll see this played at the trial by the government, Moss said. Conservative lawyer and anti-Trump activist George Conway also joined in on the fun, saying, quote, interviewers should be required to read him his rights. Conway included an image with the Miranda rights text written plainly. Law professor Lee Kovarsky added, quote, when people asked me why the Manhattan DA wanted to defer filing details of the prosecution's theory, this is why, he wrote, my man is going to go on TV and get his confession on, end quote. So that's what's going on with the former president. Confession is good for the soul. And that's what I heard this morning on the Morning Joe panel. So it looks like wherever he goes, he's going to be confessing and helping out the prosecutors. And I've heard that he's going to be on Meet the Press on Sunday with the new host. Should be interesting. So as we move into the weekend, let's get to something a little lighter than all the politics, but maybe just as important. I have a headline here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that says, with 16 games left in the season, here are 16 observations on the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers have set themselves up perfectly as the season winds to an end. I do believe the last day of the regular season is 2 weeks from this Sunday. So we're just a couple of weeks away from the end of the regular season. Brewers poised to head into the postseason. They are 4.5 games ahead of the Cubs as they start play today. I'll give you a little bit of this piece before we go to our next break. It says Thursday, as many have been in the last month, was a good day for the Milwaukee Brewers. Behind the return of Adrian Hauser from the injured list, timely hitting against Miami Marlins rookie phenom Yuri Perez, and a dominant bullpen showing, the Brewers picked up a 4-2 win to seize the four-game series. And not only did the Brewers win, but losses by the Reds and the Giants, as well as the Marlins, moved Milwaukee one step closer to a fifth playoff berth in 6 seasons. Rather than delivering 3 takeaways from the win, which is the standard fare in terms of post-game analysis around these parts, here are 16 thoughts and observations on the Brewers with 16 games remaining in the regular season. And the first one is what I just mentioned. The Brewers have put themselves in an excellent position. Before we delve into the nitty-gritty, let's go over the big picture first. It certainly looks favorable for the Brewers. With Thursday's win, the Brewers lead the Chicago Cubs by 4.5 games in the National League Central and have a magic number to clinch the division of 12. Their magic number to reach the postseason is 9. It's a near certainty that the Brewers are playing postseason ball. They enter the weekend series with the Washington Nationals with playoff odds of 99.9%, according to FanGraphs. So while you may not want to pop the champagne just yet, you're probably safe to stock up on it. The second thing is the Brewers' aces are pitching like, well, aces. It's always possible to predict what could happen over a short baseball playoff series, but the Brewers have arguably the best playoff starting rotation, and it's not just in name only. They're pitching like they are. In the second half, Brandon Woodruff's 2.22 ERA is the second best of any starter in the National League. Freddie Peralta, with a 2.51, is fifth. Corbin Burns, whose ERA is 2.76, is seventh. The trio has taken turns delivering dominant outings, flashing on the regular why they are regarded as the top-tier starters in Major League Baseball. The third thing is the rotation lines up well the rest of the regular season. Milwaukee should be able to line up its rotation for the playoffs, too. The final game of the regular season is October 1st. The division series begins 2 days later. The Brewers not only hope to have the division wrapped up before the Cubs come to town for the final three games of the season, but the rotation, as it currently is lined up, could fall into place in a way that automatically has the top three starters rested. The Brewers could bring in a sixth starter during the next turn through the rotation. They optioned Colin Ray to Class AAA Thursday, so it would be someone else not currently on the roster or a bullpen day. But if they don't, then it shapes up that Burns would pitch on Wednesday in St. Louis, and then Woodruff, and then Peralta. That would give each starter a full complement of 5 days rest before taking the ball in the postseason. Another thing is Adrian Hauser looked good in his return, and that's no small detail. The Brewers' four playoff starters, assuming health, are obvious. With Miley tacked onto the back of the three aces, that leaves Adrian Hauser in a swingman role on the playoff roster. His ability to go multiple innings or attack parts of the opposing lineups heavy on right-handed hitters because of his sinker could prove valuable. Because of that, his five solid innings and his return from the injured list on Thursday served as a positive sign. So those are the first four items that are listed here in this Journal Sentinel story by Kurt Hogg of the 16 observations on the Brewers. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Score was tied in the bottom of the eighth when the pitcher died, and they laid his spikes on the pitcher's mound, and his uniform was torn, and his number was left on the ground. Then the night turned cold, colder than the moon. The stars were white as bones. The stadium was old, older than the screams, older than the teams. There were three men.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 70. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 47 tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Daytime highs approaching 68. Sunday, under mainly sunny skies. 72 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk on part in the war for a lead?
We're just two lost souls swimming in a field.
just sounds great on a Friday morning, huh? 9:25, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And we've got 58 degrees in Hayward right now. It is 60 degrees in Amory. The next thing I want to get to here is about the former president, who's now being called malignant by his former attorney. That's the headline here from HuffPost, Huffington Post. It's at HuffPost.com. It says, malignant Trump torched by his former attorney, who is predicted to flip. The former president's one-time attorney explained why she simply cannot support him for elected office again. This piece posted this morning at HuffPost by Lee Moran says former Donald Trump attorney Jenna Ellis appears to have come full circle with her contempt for the ex-president. Maybe. Back in 2016, Ellis ripped Trump as an idiot and a bully who cannot handle criticism before suddenly changing her tune and backing him in that year's election. She later became his legal representative as he sought to overturn the 2020 election following his loss to Joe Biden. Now, Ellis is one of 18 defendants charged alongside Trump in the sprawling Georgia racketeering case. And she's not happy that Trump isn't funding her defense or those of her co-defendants. Ellis's griping prompted former Assistant Attorney General for New York, Tristan Snell, to suggest last month that she could flip on Trump in the Georgia case. And this is a tweet or an X message, I should say, from Tristan Snell. Breaking: Trump dumps Jenna Ellis, won't pay any of her legal fees because she's been supportive of DeSantis. Watch Ellis carefully now. When Trump cuts someone off, it's the tipping point that results in the person flipping on Trump. Yesterday, Ellis said on her radio show that she had great love and respect for Trump on a personal level, but said she simply can't support him for elected office again, citing his malignant, narcissistic tendency to simply say that he's never done anything wrong. Ha! Interesting. Everybody's flipping on that guy. You've got 9:28 and a half right now. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Workers at Detroit's big three automakers are on strike. 13,000 workers are impacted at plants near St. Louis, Toledo, Ohio, and in Detroit. General Motors CEO Mary Barra on Good Morning America today.
Disappointed where we're at, but the deal is still on the table, and we're still at the table, ready and waiting to negotiate to get people back to work.
Workers want raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires and a four-day work week. The big three say they're financially strapped in the race to build more electric cars. The White House says President Biden will weigh in sometime today. A casino hotel cyber attack continues in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City with computer systems that control gaming, check-in kiosks, elevators, and room keys. At MGM Grand, the Bellagio and Caesars properties are affected. The FBI is investigating. Closing arguments come today in the impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of abusing his power to help a local real estate developer and campaign contributor. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers expressed his displeasure with what he calls Republicans' ongoing attempt to illegally fire Chief Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. In a press release, Governor Evers stated Wisconsin Republicans' attempt to illegally fire Wisconsin's elections administrator without cause today shows they are continuing to escalate efforts to sow distrust and disinformation about our elections, denigrate our clerks, poll workers, and elections administrators, and undermine basic tenets of our democracy, including the peaceful transfer of power. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday in Milwaukee and Madison. Abortion services have been suspended in Wisconsin since last year's U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision, which overturned the 1973 ruling in Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's decision is based on a Dane County judge's ruling in July that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not cover voluntary abortions. Planned Parenthood began taking appointments again today. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Grains of sand, one by one,
always what they seem. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:35 right now. We've got 66 degrees in La Crosse and 56 degrees in Richland Center. And the next thing I want to get to is give you an update on the strike going on. And you might say, well, which strike? There's so many these days. I'm talking about the UAW strike, the United Auto Workers. Last night at midnight, called a strike for the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. And what they are saying, the UAW, is that they're going to strike all three of the big three at once. I have a story here from USA Today by Jamie LaRue, posted just an hour ago, Dateline Detroit. Says the United Auto Workers launched a historic strike late Thursday by targeting all three Detroit automakers at once after contract negotiations failed to land a new deal. UAW members at three assembly plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri went on strike after their labor contracts expired at 11:59 p.m., The strike, which the union calls the stand-up strike, targets specific plants of Ford Motor Company, General Motors, and Stellantis, which, by the way, makes Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Fiat brands. Union leaders have said they will select new target plants to take out on strike in various waves if negotiations continue to fail to land new agreements with the auto companies. The strategy is designed to keep the automakers off guard and leverage the union's position to secure a better contract than the offers the Detroit automakers have made so far. The first three facilities targeted are the Ford Michigan Assembly Plant. It says final assembly and paint only in Wayne, Michigan. Stellantis Toledo Assembly Complex in Ohio, and General Motors Wentzville Assembly in Missouri. And here's a quote from the president of the UAW. He said, "This strategy will keep the companies guessing. It will give our national negotiators maximum leverage and flexibility in bargaining. And if we need to go all out, we will. Everything is on the table," UAW President Sean Fain said in a late-night live stream to members on Facebook Live. "No matter what, all of us need to keep organizing, rallies, protests, red shirt days," Fain said during the broadcast. "We must show the companies you are ready to join and stand up and fight on a moment's notice." His comments came near the end of a day of last-minute bargaining across the Detroit automakers. The UAW has been negotiating with all three car makers separately, yet simultaneously since late summer. Shortly before midnight, GM sent out a statement saying the union informed the automaker it was on strike at Wentzville Assembly as of 11:59 p.m. Quote, this is a quote from General Motors. In a statement, they said, "We are disappointed by the UAW leadership's actions. Despite the unprecedented economic package GM put on the table, including historic wage increases and manufacturing commitments, we will continue to bargain in good faith with the union to reach an agreement as quickly as possible for the benefit of our team members, customers, suppliers, and communities across the U.S. In the meantime, our priority is the safety of our workforce." Similarly, Stellantis sent a statement that read, quote, "We are extremely disappointed by the UAW leadership's refusal to engage in a responsible manner to reach a fair agreement in the best interest of our employees, their families, and our customers. We immediately put the company in contingency mode and will take all the appropriate structural decisions to protect our North American operations and the company." And one thing we should mention here is that it does seem like the strikers, the UAW, is asking for a lot, right? They started off at a 43% pay raise and a 4-day work week with pay for 5 days. But the thing to consider is the fact that these companies are making huge profits right now, all-time record profits. And the other thing to consider is the fact that their CEOs have made, at least last year, made between $20 and $30 million each, right? The CEO of the company took home, I believe, with Ford, it was like $21 million. And with one of the others, either GM or Stellantis, it was in the mid-20s. I think that was Stellantis, like 25.9. And then, what's her name, Mary Barra at GM, she took home like $29 million last year. If she's taken home that much money, there's obviously some money there to dish out to some of the workers, give them better wages, better working conditions. And I'll get to a little bit more from this piece. It says Stellantis makes its popular Jeep Wrangler, Wrangler 4XE, and Jeep Gladiator pickups at the Toledo complex. At Michigan Assembly, formerly called Michigan Truck Plant, Ford builds the Ranger midsize pickup and the Bronco SUV. Wentzville Assembly in Missouri is where GM builds the Chevrolet Colorado and the GMC Canyon midsize pickups and the Chevrolet Express and GMC Savannah vans. And here's a quote from labor expert. It says, at this point, the three assembly plants that will walk out are a dramatic shot across the bow. That's according to labor expert Harley Shaken, professor emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley. And Mr. Shaken went on to say, the closure creates economic pain without a wider paralysis throughout the company. It is meant to spur negotiations rather than paralyze the company. And I think most people would agree that is a smart thing. I mean, even if you're striking against the company, you don't want the company to fail or have to close its doors. But by doing these smaller precision strikes, gives the company to keep moving forward and keeps the negotiations and the negotiators at the table. It says here, if the tactic doesn't work to get a better offer, Shaken said other more strategic plants may be struck that could increase the pressure on the automakers by crippling facilities that make engines, transmissions, and other vital components. A GM stamping plant, the Chevrolet Metal Center in Flint, Michigan, and a GM Delphi Electronics plant in Flint went out on a 54-day strike in 1998, paralyzing virtually the entire corporation, Shaken said. That could lead to a lockout at other facilities that aren't struck, but may not be able to operate with certain components, raising the specter that workers at those plants would suffer financial losses. Alternatively, the union could revert to shutting all plants at a single automaker, Shaken said. What puts us in uncharted waters is a number of sharply different paths open to the union to press its demands. We also have to be aware, however, that the UAW isn't the only actor here. The automakers could begin choosing strategic options as well. That again from the expert Shaken. The UWA's initial strike targets are noteworthy because they affect an assembly plant at each of the three companies, said Merrick Masters, a labor expert and business professor at Wayne State University. This action is significant enough to convey the union's resolve in escalating pressure to get a better deal than has been put on the table so far, Masters said. By not striking critical components plants, the UAW avoids painting the companies into the corner. And that's a good thing, right? I'll give you a little bit more of this before we head to our next break. It says that Ford's bargaining went late into the night last night, shortly after Fain's 10 p.m. address. Ford put out an update to its final day of bargaining with the union. It says, quote, at 8 p.m. this evening at Solidarity House in Detroit, the United Auto Workers presented its first substantive counterproposal to Ford a few hours from the expiration of the current four-year collective bargaining agreement. On the key economic issues that matter most to our UAW-represented employees, Ford has submitted four proposals to the UAW since August 29th. That was mentioned by Ford in a statement. Ford said its last offer was historically generous, with large wage increases, cost of living adjustments, more paid time off, additional retirement contributions, and more. Now, another factor that hasn't been mentioned in this story and isn't mentioned often is the president, Joe Biden, who has had some pretty good success bringing unions together with corporations and avoiding strikes, right? Remember the big railway strike, which was supposed to happen, what, about a year ago or so? And that was avoided, as well as some other strikes that have been avoided by help from the administration. Will Joe Biden and the administration step in on this one? I think it's a possibility. It'll be interesting to see what happens. We've got 9:46 and a half right now. Going to take a break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, she climbs the flowery mountains or the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station,
as an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. High of 70, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 47 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 69. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 68. 72 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Paul. This is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
Johnny Cash. Right up to the factory, putting together a Cadillac one piece at a time. Working on the assembly line, putting together the Cadillacs. You can tell that song came out in the mid-70s with those references to getting on the CB radio, good buddy. And we've got 9:54 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And we've got, let's see here, it says 64 degrees in Eau Claire right now, 59 degrees in Amory. And for this final segment, what I want to do is give you an update on Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalind Carter. And if you weren't around during the 1970s, you may not realize that Jimmy Carter was way ahead of his time. He tried to inform us Americans about the environment back then in the 1970s, tried to let us know that global warming, climate change are possible, or he tried to tell us then that those things would be possible if we didn't change our attitudes about energy and carbon pollution. Well, here's an update on the former president. It says here in USA Today that Jimmy and Rosalind Carter are coming to an end, but together and in love, according to their grandson. This piece was posted late yesterday. It says here that former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalind Carter's grandson said his grandparents remain together and in love, even as they face health challenges. Quote, "They're coming to an end, as we know," Jason Carter, chairman of the Carter Center's Board of Trustees, and an attorney told USA Today on Thursday. The Carter Center, the longtime charity created by the former first couple, announced earlier this year that the former president was entering hospice care. In May, the Carter family revealed the former first lady was diagnosed with dementia. Quote, he's been in hospice now for several months, but they are happy. They are together. They are at home. They're in love. And I don't think anyone gets more than that. I mean, it's a perfect situation for this time in their lives. That's the grandson, Jason Carter, talking. And he added that despite his grandmother's diagnosis, this time marks, quote, a very joyful moment for her in a lot of ways, end quote. Rosalind Carter turned 96 last month. They're both doing as well as can be expected, Jason Carter said. He added that his grandfather, whose 99th birthday falls on October 1st, faces, quote, really significant physical challenges, but he does spend time watching baseball games and seeing family almost every day. The former president and President Joe Biden also still communicate today on a relatively regular basis, Jason Carter said, and the president has written to Jimmy Carter just to let him know that he's continuing to think about my grandfather and pray for him. Asked why he believes Jimmy Carter and the president remain close, Jason Carter explained that of his grandfather's nearly 99 years, he really only spent 8 in big-time elected office, including his term as president and his term as the governor of Georgia. Quote, he has lived in Plains, Georgia, in the same house that he built in the 1950s, and their ability to stay grounded in who they are despite all of the things they've done in their life is remarkable. And I think, frankly, Biden has that same kind of connection to who he was in simpler times, more humble times, despite having spent his entire life in Washington. So we wish the best to the Carter family as we wrap up this program. 9:58. Hope you have a good day today and do something nice for someone today. I'll see you back here on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. This is where I belong.
This is my home. This is where I belong.
Hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Jim.